welcome to this Bible podcast. I'm aware that I've come up with a heck of a name for it. It's Friday, which means on this day I read a text from the Daily Lectionary and leave you with 5 minutes of silence to sit and hear from God what you might need to hear from the text this day. What is God telling you? So I hope you find some time to center yourself and to hear the word that God has for you today. Exodus chapter 3, verses 16 to 22. Go and get Israel's elders together and say to them, "The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me. The Lord said, 'I've been paying close attention to you and to what has been done to you in Egypt. I've decided to take you away from the harassment in Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, a land full of milk and honey. They will accept what you say to them. Then you and Israel's elders will go to Egypt's king and say to him, "The Lord, the Hebrews' God, has met with us. So now, let us go on a 3-day journey into the desert so that we can offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. However, I know that Egypt's king won't let you go unless he's forced to. So I'll use my strength and hit Egypt with dramatic displays of my power. After that, he'll let you go. I'll make it so that when you leave Egypt, the Egyptians will be kind to you, and you won't go away empty-handed. Every woman will ask her neighbor, along with the immigrant in her household, for their silver and their gold jewelry, as well as their clothing. Then you will put it on your sons and daughters, and you will rob the Egyptians." God, as I continue to wrestle with a text that has some difficult imagery, I am reminded that you are a God who is for the oppressed. Always. That you stand beside those on the margins and you declare them fully included, fully supported, fully valuable. So as I go through this day, may I be reminded of the ways that you stand with me in my times of trouble. And more importantly, may I see those who you are standing with, who I might overlook, those who you advocate for, who I might not see. God, may those who stand on the margins know your great love. May they know your great inclusion, and may I have the grace to follow you and stand along in those spaces. Amen.